It is the story of one of our favorite places in Cape Town and a particular person who has given a significant chunk of his life in service to that place. If you do have weekend plans to pop in at Kirstenbosch Botanical Gardens, I hope you will be keeping your eyes peeled for a very special member of their team who is celebrating a real milestone this year. He has been working at the garden for 45 years. Andrew Jacobs is his name, started working in the old nursery section back in 1976. That is the year I was born. And he is still there today, although these days he's very much front of house, a communications officer and much loved tour guide who shepherds visitors around the garden. And I'm delighted to welcome him to the show today to share his story. Andrew, thank you so much for chatting to us and congratulations on 45 years of service at Kirstenbosch. Lovely to have you with us.
Yes, good afternoon, Papa, and good afternoon to the listeners. Well, I'm always looking forward to the to talk on Cape Talk. My goodness.
Andrew, you must obviously love your job to have stayed there for as long as you have. What is it that keeps you going back and makes you enthusiastic about going to work every day?
You know, Papa, the most important thing for me is meeting the visitors from all over the world. You know, whether it is from Iceland, from America, from Russia, from China, from Japan, you name the world, they come. And you know, you can tell the stories over and over again. They just enjoy the story of Kirstenbosch. I think that to me is absolutely wonderful. And the main thing is, you don't sit with the same old people every single day. I just see them so now and again, which makes my life much more happier, Purple. Won't you say the same thing?
I do. I was thinking exactly the same thing, Andrew. It's the variety in my job that I love so much, and it sounds like it's the same for you. Let's talk about your own story, Andrew, because it's not always been an easy one. I know that in childhood, you were forcibly removed from your home in Protea Village, along with the rest of your family, relocated to Lotus River. It must have been a really tough early childhood for you.
I think that was the toughest times that I can think of, Papa. And I think the most important thing, and I say it over and over again, we were poor. I mean, staying in Protea Village. But to take us all the way to Lotus River, where we know absolutely no one, then we became poorer. Mm. And I always say that the mice don't even wanted to come and play at our house, man.
Andrew, fast forward to the end of your high school career. What was it that led you to Kirstenbosch in the first place? January 1976, you were still a youngster fresh out of school. How did you end up there?
Papa, no, let me rather put it this way. Forced out of school by my dad because he had 12 of us. Man. He couldn't afford it anymore. Yeah, so there I'm putting it in a nutshell. Just forced. And the thing is this, you know, there's one specific man that I need to mention. And his name, Ernst van Jaarsveld. Man, a proper boer, I tell you, Papa. But he didn't see my color at all. He just saw the man, Andrew Philip Jacobs, and it started off there. I mean, I didn't even like plants when I got them. And then I knew roses and petunias and bougainvilleas. But this flora that they're talking about, oh, they must be joking me. Ericus, Proteus. The rest, I said, what are they talking about? And then, of course, Ernst van Jaarsveld really introduced me to the sixth floral kingdom. And the most important thing is writing in the Western Cape. How can I not love it? I mean, you go to the mountain, for that matter, you walk in the sixth floral kingdom. How wonderful is that, Papa?
Yeah. We are so lucky, Andrew, to live here in the heart of such absolute diversity. And as you say, wonderful that the people you encountered there took the time to invest in teaching you and sharing their knowledge with you. That ran as far as going on plant gathering expeditions with them all over the country, I understand. I understand you used to go with them and stay in Ernst's house and all over the country.
Yes. I always tell the story. His dad was Professor Floers van Jaarsveld. They tarred and feathered the man, you know, just because he said all the boere have colored blood in them. Tarred and feathered the man. Can you believe that? But I'm so glad, and I mean, I met Professor Floers van Jaarsveld in Pretoria, and again when he came to his son, Ernst van Jaarsveld, at Kirstenbosch. But what an amazing man, and Ernst's mom as well. But if it weren't for, yes, he just took me all over. all over. Man, we didn't have a car then, Papa.
Yeah.
So he took me all over this country. Man, I'm so indebted to that man. I can't repay that man.
Andrew, there are a few people who are feeling quite indebted to you for what you have given and shared with them in the years. I want to pause and play you a couple of voice notes that have come in from some of our listeners who are listening to this interview, talking about their experience of Kirsten Bosch, which has been touched by your work. And then we'll come back to talking to you and continue the conversation about your job there. But just take a listen to this, please.
Hi, Pippa. Jenny Obbs here. I wanted to say that I worked at Kirsten Bosch some years ago, and while I was there, I was taking photographs and I slipped on gravel that doesn't compact, and I fell down clutching a digital camera to my chest that wasn't mine. I was doing a story about some stuff that was happening in the garden. And Andrew, I was the guy, I ended up having fractured my ankle. And dear sweet, your next guest came, and Andrew came and fetched me. That was all arranged. He came and fetched me in the mornings and brought me home in the afternoons before the rush in and the rush out of town. And I'll always be grateful for that. He was a wonderful colleague, and always be grateful. Thanks, Jenny Nobbs.
Pippa, this is Malcolm. I'm a tour guide. I've worked with Andrew many, many, many times, and I can tell you from my experience, he's the most fantastic, warm, loving, knowledgeable person and a great asset to Kirsten Bosch, and always enhances my tours and my guests' experiences. He's a wealth of knowledge. What a beautiful man.
Thank you, Malcolm and Jenny, for those messages. And Andrew, I mean, that's an indication of the impact you've made over the years, that people remember you and remember you by name, who've met with you and worked with you. I mean, I'm sure it's gratifying to hear that kind of message, but the main thing I'm getting from talking to you, Andrew, is how much you just love doing your job. And it's easy to be warm and friendly and share your knowledge with others when you're truly invested in what you're doing. What would you say have been the highlights of the last 45 years?
But definitely my most important highlight is meeting Evans from herself. I mean, he really introduced me to the Sixth Floral Kingdom. As I said, I wasn't really interested. Mm. But I think also meeting Middle Street was just one of them, you know. And of course, the president of Mauritius. But then there was another important man, Dr. Paul Bremer. You know, if you get to the Bremer Hospital, that's his dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, his children, I've been part of their family for the past 10 years, I would say. You know, I would tell them, no, I'm the black sheep of the family. They would laugh at it, you know. And even now Dr. Paul Bremer, his wife was Alfreda. Now their granddaughter, Alfreda, we friends as well.
Wow.
Now, how amazing is that now? You tell me, Papa. So I think that's the main highlight, because we became friends from absolutely nothing. I mean, he was the best gynecologist when he came over here, you know, to Cape Town from Victoria, I think so. Yes.
Andrew, I mean, so you've been rubbing shoulders with the rich and famous, escorting Meryl Streep around the gardens. But the one thing that I keep hearing about you is that you are equally at ease dealing with those celebrities and dealing with the family who's dragging two reluctant teenagers around Kirsten Bosch. You don't want to be there. I mean, everybody says your ability to read the audience, to pitch your talk at the right level, that you're as at ease talking to a family group who knows nothing about what they're looking at as you are escorting professional botanists around the garden. I mean, what's your favorite kind of visitor? Do you like the ones who don't know anything, or do you perhaps more enjoy the opportunity to really engage deeply with the experts when they come?
Let me tell you, I enjoy the experts. They know what I'm talking about. You know, they know the Latin stuff and all the other stuff putting together. But I like people that want to learn, just like me. In other words, I would like to treat everybody exactly the same. So I would treat, you know, even my colleagues at work, I would treat them the same I would treat Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? There's no difference to me. It's just the person, just on another level altogether. So that is how I would like to treat people, all on the same level, Pippa.
I've got somebody on the line who wants to comment on his experience of your work, Andrew, and that is Paul in Tableview. Paul, you're also a tour guide, I believe. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Pippa. That's correct. In actual fact, as part of our tour guide training, we had to go to Kirstenbosch, and we were very fortunate to get Andrew, and Andrew took all these aspirant tour guides around, and not only his knowledge of the flowers, and but he taught us a lot about how to... He taught us about the birds, you know, all the birds, what birds go to what flowers to take off pollen or to feed themselves. And he taught us how to look at different things when we were doing on tour guides. And obviously, we were all tour guides with different backgrounds, but he treated us, as he says, all equally. And it was a wonderful opportunity. And after that, I used Andrew a couple of times on some of my tours, and he was absolutely wonderful. Great, great man, Andrew. I don't know if you recognize my voice, but... wonderful man, Andrew.
Paul, thank you so much for that call. Andrew, do you recognize that voice?
You know, I had a couple of Pauls, you know. So, and of course, over the phone, you know, it's a little bit different.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But I think you appreciate the gist of the sentiment that is coming through from so many people. Andrew, 45 years at Kirstenbosch, and you're not done yet. Final question for you is what next? What are your plans for the future? Is it your hope to stay there for as long as you can?
But, oh, no, Papa. I need to retire. I mean, I need to end of this year, as we speak. You know, I come from a very poor background. I'm not rich as yet. We reaching in the flora, but I think you need to sort of go and do something else, you know. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Take the wife. I mean, the wife has been with me 37 years. I need to spoil this at some stage, Papa. You understand what I'm saying? So that is what I would love to do.
Andrew, I really hope you get the chance to do that. And I can imagine your wife must be gifted with the most beautiful and thoughtful flower arrangements of any woman in Cape Town, given your knowledge of the flora and fauna around us. Andrew, thank you. Look, we salute you on 45 years of very valued service at Kirstenbosch. Wonderful to hear so many people talking about the impact that you've had on their lives and their experience of the garden. Thank you for all that you've given the visitors to the garden over the years, and enjoy your final year. I guess there is a warning to everybody to make your booking to go and see and do a tour with Andrew while you still can. It's 2021 and that's it. So, Andrew, good luck to you and our best wishes to you for your final year.
Thank you very much, Papa, and all the best to you and the listeners.
Thank you so much, Andrew Jacobs, celebrating 45 years of service at Kirstenbosch. 1 year to go, or not quite a year left. So if you would love to experience a tour with him, make sure you get there in quite a hurry. Let's take one more comment before we let Andrew go, because I'd love him to hear the call from Anne in Thornton. Good afternoon, Anne.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Andrew, I just want to wish you all of the best, and I am very proud of you. I think you were born in Kirstenbosch. Protea, I was also born in Kirstenbosch. We're from the Tomlinson family. And I just want to say it's so wonderful to hear your voice on the radio. I also just want to tell you, myself and my brother and sisters have started visiting Kirstenbosch Gardens every Tuesday. We are all seniors. And that used to be our playground. Mm-hmm. You know that on a Sunday after church. We used to change our clothes and go off to Kirstenbosch Gardens and play there on those beautiful lawns. We got to know many of the flowers. I have a garden. I live out in Thornton. I've got most of the herbs, rosemary, celery, you name it. Things that we also learned in Kirstenbosch and certainly from the Kirstenbosch Gardens. And so the Protea flower always reminds me of Kirstenbosch Gardens and the place where I was born. All the best to you, Andrew.
Thank you. Wonderful call, and thank you so much. It sounds like you've got some green fingers and thumbs at work there. And thank you for that lovely call as we say goodbye. And thanks again to Andrew Jacobs, Communications Manager and Tour Guide at Kirstenbosch Gardens, celebrating 45 years of service there.